That's gonna get annoying. Generic rock song.
Yes.
Generic rock song.
Take a lap, Rook. It's your first, it's your first lap. First day in the NHL.
So I'm cutting it abruptly because
cut
it's cheap.
Cut the music.
Cut the music, brother. That's not a way to welcome in a champion, let alone three champions.
We'll consider this the first official.
Two out of three champions, Corey.
I mean, I won one before we all started playing together. Does that count? Yeah.
Nope, it doesn't. It doesn't count.
That's fine.
Nothing before we started 3 years ago counts.
So you
are Cheeks, and Justin and I are champions. Justin is the current champion because he beat the man, being me.
Defending.
You aren't the man until you beat the man, and Justin beat me.
Man,
Justin beat me fair and square.
Yes,
so Justin is now the man because he also then went on to spank Mike, which good on you, buddy.
Murderer's Row.
I feel like that's a whole pod into and of itself.
Yeah, we'll get to that another time.
A review on this year's fantasy hockey pucks. But
exactly.
So I think a great way to introduce ourselves to the podcasting world is like a brief introduction of who we are and the team that we support, and then we're going to get into playoffs and we're going to hit that hard. But
we're two games behind.
Yes, because we're two games behind. So let's start in studio here. Corey, tell them who you are and what team do you support there, eh?
Yeah, so Corey O'Neill, I'm from Philly, so fill in the blanks. Miserable ass Flyers fan.
I think that's to a T, 100%.
Yeah, it's I mean, Chuck Fletcher's out of there, so there's that. There's, I guess, light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, if you will. Yeah, man, I'm currently rocking a Seattle Kraken shirt because that's the other team. So that's, I get to live vicariously through her, and it's fun to pretend. So yeah, man, it's I love that we finally started a hockey pod of the year that I've paid the least amount of attention to hockey in my 35 years on this earth, which is due part to the Flyers sucking ass this year and the Eagles going on a Super Bowl run. So
did you you got some fresh ink there too? I'm just curious, did you get something Philly related in that sleeve there?
Not on this one, no.
Okay.
I've already billboarded myself to my loser franchises. So
just curious.
Two Flyers tattoos, and I'm not getting a third one until the Stanley Cup happens. They don't get any more real estate on this doughy shitty body that you see.
You'll guess you'll be waiting a while, won't you?
I'm gonna be waiting until I die, exactly.
Oh no.
Maybe my kid will be able to get
chirp,
one.
Chirp, motherfucker.
Well, that's how this podcast originated, is by me chirping the F out of Corey.
Like, yeah, it's true. It's
that's
true.
How this whole podcast came about.
And who are you, by the way?
My name is Joe Leone. You can also call me Jay. It's fine. I've been known by many names, many monikers. My favorite team, the team that I support, is the Washington Capitals. Also pretty terrible the last couple years, considering that they got knocked out in the first round the last 3 years. They didn't even make the playoffs this year. So way to go, boys. Doing well. But hey, I was hoping they were going to choke for Bedard, but their chances are pretty slim these days. So but also I do support the Seattle Kraken too. I'm definitely a fan of them since they came into the league. And I like there's some favorite players on other teams too, but Caps and Kraken are the go-tos. Of course, I'm from Minnesota, so the Wild have a place in my heart somewhere. But primarily Caps and Kraken.
There we go.
Yeah, the Wild are like one of those surrogate teams of all three of us here on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody here hates Minnesota.
It is weird how hockey is that way. Like, there are teams I hate, and we'll get into that through the course of the pod. But, like, there's many more teams that I'm like, I like them. They're fine.
Yeah, there's sure. more hockey teams that I like than any other sport, and it's not even close. I hate three quarters of the league in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So
same with baseball. Most baseball teams I hate. So.
Right. Right.
I don't even pay much attention to baseball. So there's that.
Somehow Joe is going to win our baseball league.
That's what I do. I win. But
my name is Justin, and I am a New Jersey Devils fan. And I was a lapsed hockey fan until three seasons ago when we started the fantasy league, mm-hmm. and it made me start paying attention to hockey again. And of course, like the first thing you do is you go check out how the boy's doing.
Right.
And it's like, oh, there's this kid, Nico Hischier. I like this guy. What's he about? Jesper Bratt. Oh, man, cool. Like, you know, when I say kid, like, kids.
Yeah. This 13th of the Hughes brothers. What's his name? Jack. Oh, he's pretty decent. He's all right.
Yeah. And I mean, I believe that was either it was the bubble year, right? Like the really weird year.
And it was 2020. Cheeks.
Like it was them and Buffalo were like the laughing stock of the league that year. And it was rough, but like I had fantasy hockey to get me through it. And then, you know, last year I paid more attention to the boys, and this year paid even more attention to the boys. I'm spoiled because I got three cups in my lifetime. And I inarguably had the greatest goalie of all time for most of my time as a fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, like
rest in peace. Oh, wait, he's not dead. Just kidding.
No, he's still going for now.
He sure is.
But you know, I'm happy to be back in hockey, and I'm happy to be at a place where I feel like I can actually talk hockey. Like, you know, I'm not hockey buff, but I watch enough of it to be able to talk hockey. And so that's what's exciting about this. And what better time to like really, really, really get into hockey than playoff hockey?
Playoffs.
Joe, is in your opinion, and you're probably like the most hockey guy of the three of us, is there anything better than playoff hockey?
There is absolutely nothing better. It's the greatest time. I mean, greatest sport on earth, in my humble opinion. I guess I'm not really that humble. In my opinion, greatest sport on earth, but definitely playoff hockey is like none other. And it would be great if we could actually watch the games. Fuck you, NHL. It's playoff hockey is there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Honestly, and Corey, you're a football guy, so maybe your opinion is towards the NFL playoffs. But the closest thing to the NHL playoffs would be the MLB playoffs, like the AL and NLDS, AL and NLCS, I think is the closest thing to the NHL playoffs. Closest thing.
So Joe,
and it's far and away.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's still far and away, but like the most comparable thing would be the round before the World Series in baseball. That's the closest thing because of the stakes.
Championship.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm a football guy first, hockey second, but I agree. Hockey playoffs are the best. There's a noticeable atmosphere change between regular season, the 82 versus, I mean, the quarterfinals are fucking nuts, dude. It doesn't even take, to your point about baseball, it doesn't take getting to the championship, you know, round or whatever. It starts getting insane from the quarterfinals. The thing I do like about football is it's one and done. You know what I mean? You don't show up, like, you got to be there or your ass is gone. But to that point, as a Flyers fan, I like the fact that it is best of seven because typically we need more than one game to get a win. And there is something to be said for the best two words in sports are a game seven. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? There's nothing better than a game seven in hockey, dude. I mean, baseball and basketball, sure, but hockey being the most physical and the most intense and the most action oriented of those sports, I think 1,000%. When you get a game seven, it doesn't matter if you have a horse in the race or not, you're going to be fucking locked in. Those are the spots that you want to put non-hockey fans on to be like, here, watch this.
Yeah. And be great if they could.
Exactly.
Hockey's for everyone.
Hockey is for everyone, allegedly.
Except for subscribers that watch the 82 games of the regular season, in which case, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
Thanks, NHL, for still being stupid.
So I think I would have wholly disagreed with you guys. Well, not wholly. Like, NHL is always up there as far as playoffs. But, like...
Yeah, and like, don't get me wrong. It's my number one. Like, when I mentioned baseball, like, that's still moons away for me. Like, yes. I would rather go back and watch old playoffs from the NHL than to watch baseball, to be honest.
I think NBA until two nights ago would have eked out over playoff hockey. And then I watched the first 2 days of playoffs and I was like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, NBA playoffs are solid. It's just, that's to me is when I start paying attention because mm-hmm. it's like, okay, now everybody actually plays because it matters. I'm not going to care about your regular season when the fucking players don't.
So it was already brought up and we got to talk about this briefly. How does the NHL drop the ball that hard with not showing? Like, they had a good season. Like, hockey is trending up, like, not, you know, rocketing up, but it's trending up. Like, people are paying attention to hockey again, and it's like, cool. Now, at the most critical time of the season, people can't watch it.
Yeah, now you have to have – yeah, it was on the first night of the playoffs, Monday, and I go to my ESPN Plus – and select TV provider. What do you mean select TV provider? I've been watching ESPN Plus all year, watching all these games. TV
provider is you, ESPN.
Yeah, not to mention the whole thing during the year, too, when they came out with Power Play. Yeah. You can watch every single game, no matter blackouts, really, because I would get blacked out trying to watch a Caps game in D.C. Right. Yep. So not only do they drop the puck, we won't say drop the puck on that, but they also dropped it with this. Yeah, the playoffs is the most important time of the year when you could hook some new fans and you wonder why your viewership is downtrending.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Nobody can watch it.
Yep.
Like, so now I got to either just watch the 8-minute highlight videos on YouTube the next day, which is what I've been doing, or pay for a subscription to what? YouTube TV or Sling TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, no, I don't want to. I don't want to spend any more money. Like, I love hockey so much, but I don't want to spend any more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've already spent money to watch this. Why aren't you
exactly
showing it?
ESPN Plus, the only reason I have it is hockey. Like, it's the only reason this year. And I was like, oh, cool. You know, playoffs included, probably. Nope.
I think you just assume, okay, I get every game during the regular season. I mean, you know what they say about the word assume, but you just figure, okay, for sure, playoffs are going to be here.
To that point, sorry to cut you off. But before I forget this, to that point, this year was definitely better than last year with ESPN Plus. It was better. There were still a lot of blackout issues, even though they said there would be no blackouts. So, like, liar. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely better this year. So I agree with you on that point. I feel like it was safe to assume that we were going to get the playoffs on ESPN Plus this year. So it was kind of like a kick in the dick when you go to sign in and like, you need a TV provider, bud.
Is it possible that, and this is not, let me preface this by saying this isn't to say that there's a lack of stars in the league now, but is it possible that the NHL just doesn't know what to do with itself post Gretzky? Because it's been entirely mismanaged since they stopped living on the backs of Gretzky, Lemieux, Jagr, and guys like that. Like, ever since then, we've had two lockouts. They've bounced around, you know, whoever's had their TV rights. They used to be on the fucking Versus Network after, like, professional bull riders.
But you could watch the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. You could watch the playoffs, exactly. And so now you're on a big network, but you had people pay $10 a month, and then you take the playoffs from them. Like, it, there's not, it's just such a poorly run league in terms of making your product available to people that want to watch it. And this is how you run people off, and you're not surviving anymore on guys like Gretzky and Lemieux and Marty Brodeur and Patrick Waugh. Those guys aren't there anymore. You know what I mean? You have McDavid, you have Matthews. It's not like there's a lack of stars, but it's a different day and age. And the NHL goes out of its way to neuter any of its guys of any personality. They don't want you to have a personality in hockey.
Yeah, I think, it's definitely not for the lack of stars, because there's a lot of stars, established stars, up and coming stars. Plus, I would say now in this era, the boys are much better looking too than years past too. There's some good looking dudes playing pucks. Right, you know what I mean? Like, why are we not putting them on the Today Show and whatnot? Like, you got to get them dudes out there. You'd have men, women swooning over these dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure,
we're swooning over them right now. You know what I mean? Like, there's some hot dudes playing professional hockey right now. So why are we putting them nationwide? It's definitely not for the lack of stars. I just feel, Bettman gets booed anytime he comes on the ice in a public event, because he is a piece of trash, literally a piece of trash. He's the worst commissioner ever. It doesn't matter anything that has been, this is a longer conversation, of course, and I'm sure we'll get to it, but whatever is in his brain of what is the right moves, like, somebody needs to take over that and slap him in the face. Like, this is if we talk about wrestling for a second, this is essentially the Vince McMahon of the NHL, except he didn't build the NHL, but he is just so out of touch and out of date with what is current and what is going to bring ratings. And he just needs to die.
For real. He got that wrong.
I'm serious. I mean, I'm not saying something horrible, but, I'm just saying, like, not actually die. I just mean his career as NHL commissioner die.
Okay,
not,
there we go. That's
not, nice. You meant not him Benoit. Actually.
You meant Chris Benoit.
But anyway, seriously, just poorly managed. It's definitely not for the lack of stars. We have tons of stars. We probably have – there's more stars in the NHL right now from top to bottom than there ever was.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, and there's name recognition too. You have the Tkachuk brothers. You have fucking there's 90s semen everywhere. You know what I mean? So
there's two Sebastian Ajos.
Yeah.
There are, because what's better than one but two?
They're playing each other.
Exactly. So it's fuck Bettman, to your point.
So I guess that kind of gets us to the actual playoffs, because the problem isn't the product. I think is what we're trying to hammer home here. We've had 3 days of playoffs now, and
all stellar days.
It's for Toronto and Tampa, right? Like, all good games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even that's funny though, because it's parody at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, well, after tonight, everything might be knotted at one. Who knows? But, it's been a great 3 days of playoffs to start it out. Like, every game, even day one, where day one essentially everybody kind of got blown out, 5-1, 4-1, whatever it was, 7-3. So it was a lot of scoring the first day. It's been a lot of scoring throughout. It's been exciting.
A lot of power play scoring, and we'll get into the nitty gritty here, but anything really shock you so far, Corey, for the first couple days of playoffs?
Florida knotting it up with Boston, which is great. Don't get me wrong, but Florida's one of those teams. I mean, Christ, we saw Florida in Nashville, 2 months ago.
Difference in goalie play, man.
Yeah, 1,000%. And it's just like,
they get after it. Yeah.
And it goes to show, it was never the talent they have. I mean, they got Matt Tkachuk, speaking of sperm there, and, Barkey. Ekblad's great. He's been in the league for a decade, but he's somehow still fucking 22 years old. They won the President's Cup last year. This isn't an untalented team, but I've kind of all along been like, let's pump the brakes on Boston here, because we've seen this story before where team runs away with the President's Trophy, maybe not to the degree that Boston does, and then playoff hockey, and it's not a lock by any stretch. This isn't the NBA where the one seed can just fucking cruise, the best team to the fucking finals here. But I did not expect, and it's only, two games here, but it's like, okay, Florida's got it knotted up at one apiece. So that to me is like, okay, this early on, it's looking like it's going to be a series.
They split the two games in Boston, Joe. Did you see that coming?
Well, on our the unofficial first episode, I did say it was going to be a gentleman's sweep. So it really was just, I believe I said on that first unofficial episode that Florida was going to come out and win the first game, and then Boston was going to win out after that. So it's still, the gentleman's sweep is still up in the air, still possible there. I don't know. I mean, you don't necessarily have to totally believe all the, what they've been saying about the bug going through the locker room. I mean, maybe a bunch of them were feeling like shit, you know? It's very possible. Is that the reason why they lost? Who knows? But I'm not really worried about it. I think it was more so just Florida was like, okay, we got spanked that first game. Yeah. So we're coming out to play tonight. So are we picking?
Might as well, yeah.
I kind of already buried the lead there, but I'm still going with Boston 4-1 in this series. They're gonna win out here now.
What do you think, Corey? Did Florida do enough?
No, I'll give the Bees in six. I think they're gonna make it competitive. I don't think this is going seven, but I think they're gonna push them. You know, so give me the Bees in six.
I think I'm sticking with Joe. It'll all come down to game three. Because they're going down to Florida now, right? Yep. For three.
Yep.
So
they got 3-4 in Florida.
Florida could come out, get game three, and then suddenly it's Boston's on their heels.
Right.
I mean, I still like Boston on their heels than Florida fully accelerated, but I don't see any way it goes seven. And if it does, I don't see a way Boston loses this. They're still Boston.
Yeah. I mean, they shouldn't. They really shouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think my gut says stay with Joe and 4-1 Florida and five. The Wild, though, come out and get game one as well against Dallas and then turn around and get spanked in game two.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Yeah. That was, in Dallas that Minnesota took that first game. I was not expecting that, just being, you know, I don't know. Dallas has kind of just stayed hot all year where, you know, we talked about this again in the last episode there, sort of how Minnesota was kind of streaky throughout the year. Dallas has kind of just been steady as she goes all year. So I was really surprised that they came out and lost game one.
What do you think, Corey?
The main thing I've seen from this series is Ryan Suter, right, to Kaprizov, the cross check in the back, and it's just like, okay, there it is. I also thought about how this is the Battle of the North Stars. I know it's low-hanging fruit, but it's just like,
sure is.
I don't know, it's kind of like whenever Baltimore, the Ravens, play the Indianapolis Colts. It's like, it probably doesn't matter that much to the players, but if you're a fan of either one of these teams, there's probably a little more juice. There's some phlegm there in this series than there is, you know, for people that aren't affiliated with either team. Just kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it is. It is pretty cool. And that first game, Pavelski got buried by Dumba.
Yeah, by Dumba, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's saying it's a late hit. I don't know. I mean, it's close. But here's my take on it. So Pavelski gets rid of the puck. And then Dumba kind of is going backwards, gives him a hip check. It's shoulder to shoulder. It was probably, when I watched the replay, I counted like a second and a half, right? But here's the thing. He kind of had to hit him, had to lay a hit, because if he would have just bumped him, that's an interference call. So he essentially was going for the hit. Pavelski got rid of the puck. He just finished his hit.
Right.
It was shoulder to shoulder. He wasn't going for his head. It sucks that Pavelski got concussed or got knocked out from that. But from my eyes, I didn't see anything malicious by Dumba going for it. And again, I just feel like you have to finish that hit because you don't know he's going to get rid of the puck. You know, you don't know he's going to pass it. You're just trying to play defense. And it just so happened that, you know, again, there's that 1 second and a half to 2 seconds. And if he would have just bumped him, that would have been a penalty anyway. So you might as well lay the hit in. I love Joe Pavelski. I would love to see that guy win the cup, but finally, but you got to lay that hit in. You have to.
Right.
So I've been watching a lot of Wild hockey this season, and we talked about this on the unofficial episode, Joe, just a tough draw. Like,
it is
for a team that they're the Minnesota Wild are a really, really good hockey team, and they showed that in game one. And honestly, in a good portion of game two, like, they played really good, controlled, even keel hockey against just a better Dallas Stars team.
Yeah, they just couldn't keep up the special team is there.
That's the thing. And so, like, you know, they evened it up. I didn't see that coming, but here we are, knotted at one. What do you think, Joe? Where does it go from here?
I'm sticking with what I said before. And I put this in the Discord there. So Stars, it's going to go to seven. It's going to go to seven, and Stars will win it out. So 4-3 Stars.
What do you think, Corey?
It's going to go seven. This is already probably been the most entertaining series from what I've seen. Give me the Wild, though, for no other reason other than I just like them better. I don't like Dallas as just a place. So there's really no logic there other than just I like Minnesota better. I'm like that chick this year that picks tournaments, like when you're like, hey, sweetheart, fill out a bracket, and you're just like, what's the team colors of the mascot, and who's cuter, what colors do I like better? That's how I feel right now.
Go for it. Yeah, that works. Yeah, Justin?
My gut says Stars. Like, I think the Stars just have too much. I hope it's Stars in seven, so that the Wild, like, just push them. And maybe the Stars are gassed going into the next round, because I hate the Stars too. My heart wants Minnesota, but I think it's Dallas. And honestly, my heart says six, but I'm hoping it's seven. So I think my official pick is Dallas in six.
All right. Oh,
that sucks. I hate saying that.
Feel a little dirty for saying that?
Yeah, very much so.
Shower time.
Especially since everybody else went seven. Like, yeah, that feels right, but, like, I don't know, something. I feel like Dallas hasn't even really turned it on yet, you know? So I don't know. We'll see. Another surprising game one, the Kings over the Oilers. The Oilers knotted it up last night, though, 4-2. See that one coming, Joe?
So that first game, so I honestly didn't see the Oil coming out as hot as they did in game one. I didn't see that happening. And then they came out hot. I was like, oh, damn, they're here to play. And then obviously the Kings came back and won it. And I was like, okay, well, that makes sense, because Edmonton, Toronto, kind of the same thing. Like,
same story.
The issue is between the pipes. Always has been, always will be. But so, yeah, I mean, game two, the Oil came out to play. I don't think they weren't behind at all in that game. So they dominated that game. So we're not at one. I still think, and I believe I said this, we're going to say that a lot. Jesus, I'm just going to stop saying. Just assume I already said it, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean, LA would have to – I'm still going with what I picked before. I think this is going seven as well, because this is another series of just, like, it's going to come to a shootout. Like, it's back and forth. You know what I mean? Old West, I shoot, you shoot, I shoot, you shoot. And here's just call me John Madden, because whoever – whoever scores last is going to win this series. Hey, there you go. Wow, I know. That is some insightful stuff there. I'm still going with what I said before, LA in seven.
I like it. What do you think, Corey?
I'm going to go Kings in seven, too. I've seen none of this series. I know it's knotted up at one right now. I did see Korpisalo in net for the Kings and was like, oh, yeah, that guy exists.
I'll just touch on, it's weird. I really thought Quick would have played game one, to be honest. But I guess Korpisalo is the guy. So, yep. I mean, keep going with it.
Yeah, so, and again, to your point, Edmonton's Toronto West. Typically, they wait until the semifinals to get bounced. But I don't know, man. Gut feel says it happens around early this year. Get Edmonton out of here.
Much like, I mean, God, repeating, but until they do it, I don't believe that they're gonna. So I'm going with you guys, Kings and seven. Our other two game matchup, Islanders and Hurricanes, and this is the only one. It's 2-0. Joe, did you see that?
Yeah, I didn't. I did not see Carolina taking both at home, because, as we talked about, Carolina was having trouble shooting, having trouble scoring towards the end of the year there. They were kind of streaky. Yep. And they've come out and owned it they owned the Islanders' ass those two games. And yeah, it went to overtime, but even still, like, it was the especially this last game, game two, the tying goal was kind of a beach ball and that Ranta let in. I want to say it was right under the glove or a blocker side, right in his armpit. And it just kind of trickled in. So it wasn't even like an awesome goal, right? It was just kind of weak. So I did not see Carolina coming out 2-0, but also Teuvo Teravainen got hurt as well.
Oh, Jesus, Turbo.
I don't know. I haven't seen the injury report if he's going to be out, but he definitely got injured. So if that's the case, that could still doesn't change how I'm voting with this. I said before it's going to be the Isles, and I do think the Isles are going to now win the next four. So Isles in six.
What do you think, Corey?
Give me the Canes in six. This is another series I haven't seen a ton of. But
well, also it's boring. These two teams are boring. Honestly, they're so boring.
It's not like, an exciting series at all.
It's not exciting.
The Isles are a blue collar squad, obviously, but I don't know, man. I think the ceiling's a bit higher with the Canes. Turbo getting hurt is a bummer, but give me the Canes in six here. Rod Brind'Amour.
I mean, Rod the Bod. You know. Rod
yeah, dude.
You know the. This is the only one so far where home ice has mattered, and it is a big swing going from Carolina back to New York.
Yeah.
My gut says that the Isles put it together, and I don't think they rattle off four straight. I think the Canes take one in there somewhere because apparently they got their act together because they limped into the playoffs.
They did.
Figuratively and literally, like Svech out, Patches has been out for a good while, and now looks like Turbo's gonna hit the floor too. But I watched them and they looked good, and so like I see them at least taking one more. But if Sorokin locks in, I think he's light years better than Ranta. So sure. I think
he definitely is. I was gonna touch on that too before we move on real quick. Like I was. Also, again, I haven't looked at the injury report, but is Freddie Anderson still hurt? Is that why Ranta has gotten the nod for both games? I haven't even
from the announcers. What they said is they just kind of went with Ranta because he looked better.
And that's interesting. I mean, yeah, I'll be curious to see because I would not pick
Ranta. I didn't see it coming either.
I would not pick Ranta.
Although he did get me the shreddy that helped me beat you, so.
He got me a few shutties throughout the year too. So,
all right. So we're moving on to today's games. Today's game twos: New York Rangers and New Jersey Devils. Thoughts on game one, there, Joe?
I mean, I think you should answer first. These are your boys.
All right. So I'm not worried. I was very, very emo that day as it's happening, though, because you don't want to see it happen that way. But a couple things to note. The Devils have not been great on home ice this year. They're definitely they've been an away hockey club. They have a stellar away record. Number two, is it really home ice when the Rangers are literally 10 minutes away? Right. And it's almost split 50-50. So did they really have home ice advantage? That's up in the air. Now, the actual on ice product, the boys were rattled.
It's a big stage.
And it was the big stage for most of the team.
Yeah, they're a young squad.
A lot of them. First playoff experience. And I was hoping that wouldn't come into play that much. But early on, and the worst thing that happened, within a minute, they go on the power play. And like that initial of, oh, word, we're going to be up a man. Yeah. But then I'm like, oh, wait, that completely screws everything up because they hadn't even found their five-man rhythm yet. Yeah. So, like, you're screwing everything up. And sure, yeah, you're up a man. But, like, and then zero shots. Abysmal special teams from the New Jersey Devils. It was disgusting. Not a single shot. Four power plays. Zero shots. Disgusting. How?
You can't do that. You can't do that, especially not in the playoffs.
You can't do that in the playoffs. But the boys were shaky. The Rangers were prepared. They were literally putting their body on the line. Like I don't think Shesterkin saw anything of note. Like, you know, a bunch of shots were coming through to him, but for the most part, bodies were getting in front of it and the pucks weren't even making it to him. So it's like, Devs are shooting, which you got to do, but like, you can't beat Shesterkin if you're not even really getting to Shesterkin. So
yeah,
they got to figure that out. I don't think he's unbeatable because Jackie gets the one-on-one in the third period, the penalty call, and beats him easy. So it's like,
I have to interrupt real quick.
Sure.
The official injury report, Teuvo Teravainen will miss the remainder of the Canes' first round series against the Islanders.
Okay.
Walt Ruff of the Hurricanes official site reports today.
Woof. They're missing an entire line.
Yeah.
Their entire top line, arguably, depending on who you ask. But yeah, the Rangers just came out prepared. That's what it is. And, you know, they get a goal early from Tarasenko, who I officially hate now.
Yes.
You know, they within the first 10 minutes, it's 2-0. And I'm like, woof, how do you, if anybody can do it, it's the Devs. Like, I've seen them play all season. So it's like, I could see it happening, but I could also see them not getting shots. Now, the positive takeaways, the Devils basically like commanded the entire second period. I mean, the Rangers put another one in, but like for the most part, the Devs had the puck and were taking shots. They just didn't get any in.
Just didn't get in. Yeah.
So like they settled down, and when they settled down, they looked good. You got to solve Shesterkin, and you got to do it tonight. You got to figure that out fast. Because otherwise this thing could spiral out of control.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely the time right now because Shesterkin kind of was a little shaky towards the end of the year as well. Mm-hmm. So now's the time to try to mess with his confidence by John Madden again here. You just got to shoot the puck at him. Get some pucks, pucks on nets, pucks on sticks, pucks on nets, pucks in nets. You know what I mean? Like especially on this guy who is not the Shesterkin as he was in 21-22. So try to shake him. You know, you got to get some pucks on nets.
It's hard to separate my heart from what I think will actually happen. So I still got the Devs in 7, but I think we'll have a better picture of that tonight. So we'll see how tonight goes. Yeah. What are your thoughts, Joe?
I mean, you essentially said everything that I was going to say. When you texted that and I texted you, it's okay. It's only game one. Settle down. Because it's a big stage for 90% of the Devs team. So it's their first time on this stage playing in Madison they're playing in the New Jersey
Rock. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, like that's a big thing. It's a big stage. So I think they'll pull it together. I got Devs in 7 as well.
What do you think, Corey?
I've got Devs in 7 too.
No,
you're good.
I mean, this is just me cutting you off as normal. I my bias is I hope that they take out the rags because I don't like New York. I hate everything about New York.
The Rangers are one of those teams. Like, and once you're a fan, fuck them.
GFY, man. I don't know. But get out of here. But
yeah, anyway. Agreed. Like,
oh, you got Patty Kane? Oh, okay. You got Vladdy Tarasenko? Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's all they did was bring in veteran bodies at the deadline.
Go fuck yourself.
And, so veteran team versus young team. I don't know, man. Devs in 7. And this is one of those, though. This is like the first round series where it's like, you could easily see either one of these teams going all the way, and one of them bounced early. So, Devs in 7.
All right, so we're on a time crunch here, so we're just going to have to go right into predictions. But the Leafs are up on the Lightning right now, 1-0. What do you think, Joe? How does the rest of the series go?
I mean, if the Leafs lose tonight, then the series is over. Honestly, like they got destroyed in Game 1, and I did not see that coming. I did say Leafs in 7. If they win tonight, I mean, I'm still saying that Leafs in 7. But if they don't win tonight, woof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go Leafs in 7 too. The Leafs advance to get bounced by fill in the blank in the semifinals.
I hate to echo it, but yeah, If the Leafs lose tonight, it's over. Like, I don't know it's necessarily a sweep. They might get one in Tampa, but if they lose tonight, it's over. There's no chance. Yeah. But my gut says Leafs in seven. Another surprise game one, the Seattle Kraken come out and punch the Stanley Cup champions in the mouth.
Yeah, they do.
They do. How do you think that one's going down?
I hope more for them. Honestly, I hope I'm wrong. I have the Avs in six, though. I hope I'm wrong. I honestly hope I'm wrong. Not only if the Kraken bounce them, dude, I will be so happy. It'll be great if they push them to seven. That would be awesome for them as well. But honestly, getting game one is a huge thing for this young Kraken
team. Big time, dude. And I mean, it. How about Grubauer against his old team? You know what I mean? And
yeah, he was on it.
So. Give me the Kraken here in six. The Kraken are very streaky too, much like Minnesota. So it depends on which version of Seattle Kraken you get. But I'm going Kraken in six here. I think they advance.
So do I go with my heart or my gut here? Because my heart says Kraken in seven. Kraken already punched him in the mouth in game one, which is half the battle.
They got firepower, dude.
They can score. Very good young squad, and much like New Jersey, very good on the road.
Yeah,
and that's why they went into Colorado and won game one. Like, that gives me hope that they can do it.
Yeah,
that's so. My heart says Kraken in seven, but my brain says Avs in six. That'll be decided tonight, I think. If Avs win, then it's Avs in six. If the Kraken put them down 2-0. I could easily see
going back to Seattle.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
All right. And then our last series, Winnipeg put a hurting on the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. Definitely didn't see that coming. What about you, Joe?
Yeah, I didn't see that coming either. What's wild is this matchup is essentially kind of is sort of like what an actual 1-8 would be in the West. Pretty close to it anyway. Actually, no, it would be a 1-8, as a matter of fact. So it's wild to me. It's the Jets.
That's Minnesota.
The Knights. it's crazy to me that the Jets actually came out with that hurting. But I still think the Vegas will figure it out. Jets, also a streaky team. They were all year. They streaked streaked to be way out of the playoffs, and then they streaked to get in the playoffs. So I see that same thing happening. I have Vegas in seven, though.
All right. What do you think, Corey?
I got Vegas in six, and this is one of those where I like Winnipeg. And I've got Vegas fatigue, even though, you know, again, you come around on the gear, which we have in the reverse retros are fucking sweet, but I like Winnipeg, man. I've always liked the Jets. It's cool to see that team come back as a franchise. I'd love to see them win as the underdog here, but I think it's Vegas in six. Talon ultimately is going to win here.
Yeah, that's Vegas is just the better hockey team.
Yeah.
Again, this is what does my heart want? What does my brain say?
Yeah, exactly.
My heart wants to say Winnipeg in a sweep. But I don't see that happening. Vegas is just too talented to not at least take one. And the likeliness is that they take several. And I think it's Vegas in six. I hope it's Vegas in seven. Get a seventh game out of Winnipeg. But,
right.
But
six. One quick note that I just realized. When we were talking about LA, what I meant was Copley. I didn't know why they didn't have Copley start. Obviously, Quick got traded to Vegas.
He's in Vegas.
I said Quick, and I realized that, what I meant was Copley, because Copley got L.A. through most of the year. Yeah. So it was surprising to me that they went with Korpisalo, the new toy. But anyway, what I was surprised with this series is why Quick didn't get this start, because Laurent Brossoit was out injured for most of the year, and then because Logan Thompson had the net for the Knights. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I was very surprised that Quick didn't get the net. We'll see if he does tonight. See if he does tonight. But I just don't. Laurent Brossoit, I don't think is the guy.
What a name. We'll figure out sign-offs and stuff, but we are on the time crunch here, so we got to be quick. So goodbye. We'll see you all soon.
Later.
Peace.
End of broadcast.